Maybe it makes us feel a little uncomfortable as Catholics when we need to talk to people who aren't Catholics about it. They might say, well, what the heck were you doing at Mass today? It's a Wednesday. I know you Catholics have holy days. What was this one called? I say, well, the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven. And they're like, oh yeah? Huh, you Catholics and Mary, it's just so unnecessary. You Catholics worship Mary, what the heck are you doing over there? And it's important for us to stand up straight and say, first of all, no, we worship God alone. And secondly, we can never give too much honor to Mary because we can never outdo the honor that our Lord has given to Mary. We see in the readings today for this Mass, God's plan. First, we have this vision of heaven, but it's also a vision of the fall of Satan, ultimately. We see this vision of this woman, 12 stars, she's pregnant, Satan wants to kill her child. We know this is Jesus and Mary. And this is the thing that made Satan fall. He did not want to bow down to man. Because this is what God was doing. He created angels, he created humanity, and God showed a little piece of what was to come to the angels. And they had to make a decision if they would bow down and worship or not. And not only would God become man, but it wasn't just God would zap himself down onto earth, but he would actually humble himself and be born of a woman. Satan couldn't stand that. And so he rebelled. In the second reading, we hear about how we fell in Adam, but were raised in Christ. Well, Adam wasn't alone. Eve was there. They were both part of the fall. So too, God recreates the same situation. Adam and Eve were both perfect, without sin. They had free will. There was nothing stopping them from loving the Lord and choosing Him perfectly, but they chose against Him. And so too, in Christ's humanity, He had a human will. He had to choose for God, but it wasn't Christ alone. Because the new Eve also had to say yes. Mary. We hear in the gospel today, as she greets Elizabeth, her cousin, who is pregnant with the forerunner of the Messiah, John the Baptist, both Elizabeth and the infant in Elizabeth's womb are filled with the Spirit and proclaim the goodness of God, that God would be born of Mary. God chose to come into this world through Mary. He could have done it in any way possible because He's God. And yet He chose this humble virgin. He prepared her, freed her from all sin, but didn't really stack the deck any more than He did at the beginning when He created Adam and Eve without sin. Mary could have said no, but she said yes to the Lord. Brothers and sisters, Mary is the way that Jesus chose to come into this world. And so Mary is the most perfect way for us to go to Jesus. Mary was good enough for the Lord. She should be good enough for us. Let's always remember to foster our relationship with our Blessed Virgin Mother, because the closer we join ourselves with her and her intercession, the more perfect disciples we will become.